This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
The American people demand that their First Amendment be defended.
The Republic is rising.
Well, Alex, you're the gladiator and you keep on pounding the opposition there. I love it.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You've been demonized enough.
I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
I know we had Alex Jones in the room earlier promoting conspiracy theories.
Alex Jones obviously is one of the conspiracy theorists whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Goins, are a liar and a fraud.
The real election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people. They're outright banning people. And they're blocking conservatives involved in their own First Amendment political speech.
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them.
The FCC is cracking down on conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
and YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
So there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced.
Alex Jones has now been taken off of Facebook, thank God.
But who is the most banned news network in the world?
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
InfoWars comes to mind.
What's happened with InfoWars?
I would love it if you would follow up also about Alex Jones and InfoWars.
InfoWars.
You watch InfoWars?
President Trump is the InfoWars president.
Trump appeared on Jones's show.
He actually went on Jones's show and said,
your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
Up, up, and away!
Swalwell, why do you hate the First Amendment so much? There goes comments from Swalwell.
Google is going to lie again and violate the law.
That's enough. You're making too much noise.
That man's a threat.
I deserve time.
You are for being willing to have a fight, wanting to win at this point.
I'm getting pissed now.
Yeah, the new platform didn't work.
With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com.
1776 will come in again if you try to stop
firearms. Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take them.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones that men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is set.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war.
There is a war.
It's happening now.
It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And we have taken the Republic back, but now we must defend it. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com for the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today. Mind has built the world we've seen and has built the supercomputers we're now told are gods. Oh, we're told we're obsolete, we're a joke, but we built the things that are gods? I don't think that's the way it works. No, God built us so that we could play in the sandbox and build things that think it's God and try to challenge us. And only in that fight for our life against our own creation will we finally reach up through the ether for God's hand and make that electrochemical spiritual connection. And like lightning bolts of Promethean fire, God will then open the door. Because God is all about free will. And you've got to ask for that fire. You've got to prove you're not going to use that fire against the innocents. You've got to prove that you're not a tyrant before God will smile on you and give you the fire. You see, the globalists try to act like they've got God's power. They try to imitate what they've seen. But imitation is not the real thing. And it's orders of magnitude weaker. This is what you want. This is what you get. The question is, can you handle that Promethean fire? So, I've been saying for 3-4 weeks that when you see the big celebrity get it, that will be when the global hysteria goes into overdrive. And I said, I believe, if I had the crew, we'd go back and find it. You all heard it. That as soon as Trump acknowledges that it's deadly and announces his plan to fight it, that you'll see them make their other announcements. Well, they did it in doubles. They had horrible globalists. I mean, you talk about anti-American and his actual political activities, anti-gun, anti-family, anti-Trump, anti-America, so-called, you know, good boy Tom Hanks, announced he's an Australian, oh, and he and a co-star for some movie they're making havoc. So he's out there all over the news during his production. All they got to do is have a doctor claim that happened. I believe at a gut level that fits all the scripting, especially because it came out right as Trump gave his speech to overshadow that. Because in the weird, narcissistic, needle Johnson world, the chicken crap dimension world of people like Hanks, that's all they care about is being the number one story. And so here's Tom Hanks 3.5 years ago saying Trump will never be president, that flying saucers would land with dinosaurs wearing red capes. And now he's all part of the consortium saying Trump's done a terrible job. And you better listen to him because he's a coronavirus victim. Here he is.
But there's an American presidential potential candidate, not even nominee yet. He wants to make America great. Is that what Donald Trump's going to do?
Well, here's the problem. America's already great, so I don't know what he is talking about.
You don't think if he becomes the president, he'll make it great because the states is already great?
I think that man will be president of the United States right about the time that spaceships come down filled with dinosaurs and red capes.
On that note, Tom,
take it from me. How about that?
Thank you.
Take it from me, how about that?
and everything is about him and that weird Hollywood stinking perch he sits on like a carrion crow feeding on us. So, let's go to John Bowne's latest very powerful report that just came out. Coronavirus enters the second phase. This video is important. Share it from Bandai Video.
As the coronavirus grows, President Trump has suspended travel between the United States and most of Europe as the World Health Organization finally declared the coronavirus a pandemic.
Today, the World Health Organization officially announced that this is a global pandemic. At the very start of the outbreak, we instituted sweeping travel restrictions on China and put in place the first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years. We declared a public health emergency and issued the highest level of travel warning on other countries as the virus spread its horrible infection. We will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. We are all in this together. We must put politics aside, stop the partisanship, and unify together as one nation and one family.
Of course, Democrat haters will hate as they claim President Trump has done nothing.
You have Donald Trump saying nothing to worry about here. Move along, just like the Chinese.
Yeah.
The 2019 to 2020 season of the NBA has also been suspended indefinitely after a player on the Utah Jazz tested positive, while the NCAA March Madness will go on with empty seats. Meanwhile, the first positive case involving a major celebrity has occurred in Australia, as Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson offered this statement to Deadline. "Hello, folks. Rita and I are down here in Australia. We felt a bit tired, like we had colds and some body aches. Rita had some chills that came and went, slight fevers too. To play things right, as is needed in the world right now, we were tested for the coronavirus and were found to be positive." Hanks and his wife are in their early 60s, the beginning of the age group that is strongly being warned to restrict themselves from public places as much as possible. "And we are gradually learning of the effects of the virus on the lungs of those infected. As the Daily Mirror reported, these x-ray images show the damage that coronavirus is doing to the lungs of people who catch the potentially deadly bug. Doctors have been able to identify specific abnormalities caused by COVID-19, and the patterns are similar to those found in patients from SARS and MERS outbreaks. The scans show patches in the lungs, and the experts' findings could lead to a quicker diagnosis and help to prevent infections. The first person to catch the flu-like illness had previously told how it hit him like a train and left him suffocating and in blinding pain for weeks." Meanwhile, as The Hill reports, federally funded tests conducted by scientists from several major institutions indicated that the novel form of coronavirus behind a worldwide outbreak can survive in the air for several hours.
Well, SARS was also a coronavirus in 2002. It infected 8,000 people, and it killed about 775. It had a mortality of about 9 to 10%. So that's only 8,000 people. In about a year, in the 2.5 months that we've had this coronavirus, as you know, we now have multiples of that. The seasonal flu that we deal with every year has a mortality of 0.1%. The stated mortality overall of this, when you look at all the data, including China, is about 3%. It first started off as 2 and now 3. I think if you count all the cases of minimally symptomatic or asymptomatic infection, that probably brings the mortality rate down to somewhere around 1%, which means it is 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu.
Last week, Republican members of Congress were told that there's a good chance most people in the United States will eventually be exposed to the coronavirus. They weren't suggesting that most people will become infected or ill, but that most will encounter the virus. Meanwhile, the super rich, as expected, jet off to their bunkers, heading off to countries largely unaffected and taking their own personal doctors and nurses with them, just as we've been documenting for years. John Bound reporting.
That's right. I'm very proud of the operation. For at least 20 years, we've exposed that the global elite are building private airstrips, underground bunkers, putting in robot anti-tank emplacements. And all that means is they remote control turrets with 50 cal machine guns and bigger. I mean, what is that for? What the hell have they done? Well, they know they've got some evil stuff planned, and they want to protect themselves from what they've done. And so we'll talk about it when we come back. Self-isolation is last resort for super rich preparing for coronavirus. Super rich get off disaster bunkers, jet off disaster bunkers in the coronavirus outbreak. And Dr. Steve Pachenik is going to be coming on as well. But this thing is gigantic, no matter what perspective or angle you look at it. And a lot of folks survive this, but it does jack your lungs up and then come back and get your heart. So I think the hype about it's a little overblown, but not by much. And it's man-made. They don't want a discussion about that, do they? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
And Dr. Steve Pachinik of stevepachinik.com is an amazing guest. We'll talk to him in here in just a moment. And I wanted to hit this theme of the left making this racial, making this about how we're racist. You know, they said Trump 5 weeks ago when he blocked Chinese flights was bad, even though Russia and Japan and South Korea had already blocked the flights. He did it later. Then they criticized him for doing it later. Now he said no flights from Europe unless they're vetted by a medical doctor. That sounds reasonable. This is as bad as they say. Now the Democrats say federal judges are going to try to block that, and they've got a bill to stop it. So you talk about the murder of common sense. How do you say you haven't done enough, then you do something, you know, and now you're bad? Mayor of Florence encouraged Italians to hug a Chinese, because they have a lot of imported high-skilled workers to, you know, for the leather shoes and all that, and the clotheries, before coronavirus pandemic hit. You've heard that whole thing. And then we've got these other articles. We've got AOC says people aren't going to Chinese restaurants due to racism. You know, I got to tell you, there's a lot of restaurants I like in Austin you can't get into. I was in one last night. There was like no one in there. It wasn't Chinese, by the way. Everybody knows it was in a Japanese restaurant 2 nights before that and had some sake and got arrested. Blew under the limit, but still, they took me to jail to do the test. So I was in a Japanese restaurant. It's documented by the police department. They actually went and checked the cameras. I'm told to make sure. This is getting crazy. So I was in a Japanese restaurant, but this is all happening. But let's play this clip first. This is a clip here of Acosta complains of Trump xenophobia for admitting the virus came from a foreign country, because the media is trying to blame him. Here it is.
At one point during this address, the president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. That I think was interesting, because as I was talking to sources earlier this evening, one of the points that the president wanted to make tonight, wanted to get across to Americans, is that this virus did not start here, but that they're dealing with it. Now, why the president would go as far as describing
a
foreign virus, that is something we'll also be asking questions about. But it should be pointed out that Stephen Miller, who is an immigration hardliner, who advised the president, is one of his advisors and speechwriters,
right,
was a driving force in writing this speech. And I think it's going to smack, it's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia.
Yeah, that's right. You're blaming Trump and going, "Wow, thank God the economy is going down." Yeah, that should discredit Democrats for a trillion years, man. Here's AOC. People aren't going to Chinese food restaurants. What the hell? Trying to project race onto this. They just play every angle, but they never think about third dimension. It's like one dimensional. Like they're rooting for the country to go down. They don't know how bad that looks. Like, this will hurt Trump if we all go bankrupt. Here she is.
Honestly, it sounds almost so silly to say, but there's a lot of restaurants that are feeling the pain of racism, where people are literally not patroning Chinese restaurants. They're not patroning Asian restaurants because of just straight up racism around the coronavirus. So,
as everyone's seeing, I got arrested for it, a half bottle of sake, but they're dropping the charges. So Dr. Pachinik's laughing about this. The Democrats like seize on every political option, but they never think that it contradicts their last statement. Like, you're not doing enough. Shut down the flights. Okay, I'm shutting the flights down. Oh, my God, you're a racist. Dr. Pachinik, you're a psychological warfare expert. He's head of State Department operations in that. What do you call this where they're, like, tone deaf like this? Just low IQ?
It's called stupidity. That's true. It's a serious case of stupidity, ignorance, and narcissism. It is so stupid that if she even thought for a moment, let me tell you what kind of racism is that follows. I'll give you the example. Disney World, both in Hollywood and in Florida, is so full to capacity. Would she say we're pro Mickey Mouse or we're anti a Chinese restaurant, so we go to pro Mickey Mouse? I mean, the converse of the argument, it's so absurd that she's an idiot. I mean, basically what you have is stupidity and the notion that out of that, you're going to make all kinds of palaver. And of course, you got Cuomo there. Cuomo's brother as the governor of New York is a disaster. De Blasio's a disaster as the mayor.
Well, exactly, but all they do is go back to race. So I'm asking that question. Clearly, they're trying to use this for political aims. How do you think that's going to work out?
It's not going to work yet. It's going to rebound back to the Democrats. And when you have a guy like Biden, which I couldn't believe, he would lead the party. Senile demented. A year ago, I said it on your show, he had senile dementia, classical. I'm a board examiner in psychiatry and neurology. I don't hear one psychiatrist from Yale who.
By the way, spend a few minutes as a guy that's like, you know, board certified. You're the guy that inspects hospitals. You're a psychiatrist, all of it. When you watch him, you say classic. Explain it to people.
What I am is. You go through med school, then you go to residency. Once you go through residency, you pass your boards 2 years afterwards. On top of that, those people who examine you in the board are called board examiners. So in the hierarchy of tradition in medicine, the board examiners are the highest level because we either determine whether you become a neurologist or a psychiatrist. And I've been doing that for 10 years. Unfortunately, for 10 years, I've been flunking 60% from Harvard and Yale of all these psychiatrists who couldn't give me a diagnosis of a patient sitting right in front of them, and instead were talking about absolute nonsense. And that's what you're seeing right here now. You're talking to doctors.
It's a mass mental breakdown. How does that work in mob psychology? Because, it seems like they're all going insane.
Well, it's not only they're going insane. What's happening is the minute you have a sense of coronavirus and a rationale for people to be fearful, they'll project that fear onto something they really don't like. Well, who's the person they don't like the most among the Democrats? Oh, I'm shocked. It's Trump. Nevertheless, Trump gave a brilliant speech last night. He explained exactly what he was going to do. He explained the rationale for it. He said, I'm going to give you money. We're going to do all the necessary things that CDC requires, HHS requires. And by the way, I'm going to make sure that you don't get sick. And we go ahead and make America great. So then he said, look, the virus came from Wuhan. It's clear it came from Wuhan. President Xi of China can't say he didn't have the virus there, and many of the viruses started in China because the Chinese sense of hygiene is very low. Even 30 years later, when I've been in China, you would see people spitting on the ground in front of you. They have an unusual market where the animals...
It's a giant pig pen.
That's correct. And from the pig pen and the bats in China, the coronavirus went right into humans, and some of the great virologists who weren't all that great thought it would never pass on to the humans from the animals, but it did, and it spread. It's not lethal. I said it a month ago on your show. It will be a pandemic, exactly what I said, but very few people will die. So less than 3% of the people die all over the world. And we have less than 3% of people dying here because normally the people who will die are usually in my age group, 60 to 80 or 90, but they are compromised in terms of their health.
Stay there, Dr. Pachanik, because I'm fascinated with all this and your expertise. But I want to go back to you as a board-certified psychiatrist examiner, the guy that's over the doctors. Look, I'm no doctor. I just know he went from like a year ago being able to talk to not being able to talk. I said, looks like a stroke. Looks like dementia. We've all had family that gets like that. But as a medical doctor, what are you seeing with Biden? Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's
amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a Foco and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. All right, again.
I want to look at the Democrat leading candidate with Dr. Steve Pachenik of stevepachenik.com here in a moment. But I want to get to this point. I sat back 6 weeks ago And I saw the pre-programming, the hysteria in China, the scripted looks of the police, the emergency workers. And I said, whether this virus is super deadly or not, they're using this to clamp down and take control of their country to face save over what happened in Taiwan and that rebellion pretty much succeeding. And this is going to end up being projected. They've set the precedent at the West, and then they're going to say that Trump didn't respond right. I could just see it. They're all opportunists. We know what's going to happen. It happened, like I said. I don't know how I know this stuff. I was like I said before 9/11. I said they're going to blow the World Trade Center and blame it on Bin Laden within 2 months. I could just see the pre-programming. Well, this was even more obvious, okay? And then I get Dr. Pachinik and Limbaugh and the president wanting to play it down 4 or 5 weeks ago, trying to defeat the propaganda and the hype. Because, yeah, it probably does kill 0.5% or even less. That's even sick people, old people. That's still sad. Still a problem. But now they've gotten all the big institutions and the NBA and big tech to panic and cancel everything. And I just think underestimating the hysteria, not the virus, but the hysteria is a big problem. And I just think the president's doing good now, getting out ahead and saying, okay, it's a problem. And then use their own propaganda against them. Sure, the borders are all shut down. Sure, we're going to deport people now. Instead of just being in a defense mode, I get wanting to defeat the propaganda. But Dr. Pachinik, just looking at this, I know you want to just say, oh, look like it came out of the pig pens and the slop things. But big universities are out saying it's man-made. And then I look at the different mutations and the different death rates, and I see the left all saying, thank God for this is going to bring Trump down. I think if the president, I've been saying this for months, over a month, talks about the providence of it and then looks at the Chi-Coms as releasing it, they're shut down instead of being victims. And now look at this, just broke. Andy Ngo is now reporting this. It's linked to it in major Chinese news. The Chinese foreign minister just spread conspiracies. U.S. military started the coronavirus in China. Has been added by left-wing U.S. media. It's now being picked up by newspapers everywhere. We have called those who linked the virus to Wuhan, where it first manifested, racist. And so here it is. And there's all these articles saying, don't look at the providence. Don't say it came from China. CNN saying, don't even say it came from China, because now they're going to say it came from the United States. Dr. Pachinik, what do you make of this?
What I make of this is exactly what we said, and I said about a year ago. President Xi has taken over a country using the most antiquated ideology in the world, even for the Chinese, Mao Zedong, and he really doesn't understand Mao very well. Mao had killed so many million people and also beat up his father, beat him up, instead of rebelling against it. Xi, who I don't think is all that bright, literally held on to this ideology in order to coerce all of China into one massive response. Well, that's not going to work. What you saw in Hong Kong, and in a way what you saw is clampdown on Hebei and Hunan, is really a reaffirmation of what he thinks to be the Caesar of communism. It's a contradictory term, but he is the Stalin of communism.
He's the dear leader. He's a dictator now, yeah.
Well, he is a dictator, but in fact, what it really shows, and many of the Chinese are seeing exactly what I saw, is the weakness within his own character and his understanding of how to control the Chinese, and the fact that he panicked and wasn't around Wuhan for 10, 12 days.
Why did he hide out for, I think it was more than 2 weeks.
Correct. He was gone for 2 weeks. He was scared. He was fearful. And instead, he took his minions, sent them over to Hunan, and said, you take be in charge, and then fired them. This is the classical, lazy, cowardly approach.
Very Stalinistic.
Extremely so. In this case, it's Mao Zedong, but you don't have a Deng Xiaoping, because behind him should be a technocrat or a military leader within the PLA. If I were there in the People's Liberation Army, I would have attempted a coup against Xi, because number one, it was obvious to me as a leader of the People's Liberation Army that Xi as a civilian is not qualified to be able to hold on to the power or the illusion of power that he has created in China. Secondly, he has really gotten a major problem now, and that was the economic problem you and I talked about 6-7 months ago, where he didn't know how to build up his economy. The growth rate was 6%. normally. It fell down to way below 4 or 3.
Some estimates are zero now.
It's negative now. He can't really turn it around. That's why I think there's an opportunity now within the People's Communist Party for someone else who is a technocrat, not exactly Hu Jintao, but someone like Deng Xiaoping, who can take over from Xi and go along with the People's Liberation.
Well, why is Xi in power? Because he can make deals with Western corporations and he bent over? Is that why?
Well, he's totally corrupt. I mean, the key to Chinese power is what we call Guanxi, Q-U-A-N-X-I, means relationships. He has totally co-opted his Politburo and the infrastructure on the regional basis with Guanxi, dollars, money, corruption. He's staying there with the aid of corruption. However, if there was anybody challenging him, which I'm really saying right now, from the People's Liberation Army, where there's less corruption, or the technocrats who understand that they can no longer run China on a credit system, which is what they've been doing, and making up numbers because they can't mark to the market, which means if they have a $100 million loan on a property and the property's worth $100 million, they won't discount that loan to zero and instead say, oh, yeah, well, we have $100 million net worth.
Sure, they have the most rigged economy in the world. So let me ask you this then.
Okay.
Obviously, opportunists in the West are trying to use this to overthrow Trump. Gut level, just stalting it out, not pretending. How do you see this whole attempt to blame America for the Wuhan virus and to bring down Trump? How do you see that going, and how does Trump need to counter that?
The way Trump needs to counter it is exactly what he's been doing now. He went out, he's providing finances, he's providing a leadership, he's articulating that leadership. He's allowing Tony Fauci to express exactly the scientific point of view, where Tony, who trained me at Cornell Medical School, said, look, it's going to be pervasive. I said before on this show a couple of months ago, it would be a pandemic. That's just a fancy word to say it will spread. But the number of people who will die will be far less than anybody you could imagine.
And that's what Trump said last night. He said, listen, it's part of life. Bad stuff happens. We're tough. Let's deal with it. Just like Roosevelt said, the only thing to fear is fear itself. Get ready. That's great. Get ready. But don't, like, get in a fetal position and start pissing all over yourself.
Correct. And the fact, Alex, what we need is exactly what we have, which is a businessman. In contrast, you have Nancy Pelosi, who held back all of the money in order to get Democratic, you know, goodies in there. And she's made it a politicized issue. Well, Nancy's not going to be around much longer. Neither is Bernie Sanders, neither is Schumer. It's a whole clean sweep. Within a year, I predict next year that you and I will see Trump back again and Republicans coming into California. As a matter of fact, one of the candidates called me up.
No, you said that a few months ago, that they looked ready for California to swing back red, and now they're admitting there's a total turn against Democrats because they can't run sanitation. They can run nothing.
It's not only they can't run, Alex, it's that they cause more problems. Nancy Pelosi's nephew or family member, Newsom, created 85,000 new homeless on La Brea in Los Angeles and increased the number of homeless in San Francisco from 85,000.
By the way, stay there. Let's come back with Dr. Pechenik. I don't think people that don't live in Austin or L.A. or San Francisco or Portland or Seattle, you get it. You're talking about zombie homeless running around no matter where you are. Poor neighborhood rich. It's like Day of the Dead. They're crapping everywhere. How did this happen?
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We're digging the grave for globalism. We're building that stairway to heaven towards Americanism. So our Steve Chenick's a really smart guy, best-selling author, researcher, stevenchenick.com. I wanted to ask him then, we went to break, how do you mismanage, and like Austin tripled homeless in like 1 year, and they admit that. How do you create, what you go to L.A. now, and it looks like a War of the Worlds or I guess they would be Road Warrior. I mean, everywhere you go, it's hellish, and everything's breaking down. What have they done? What's unfolding? Not just one area or one sector or one. No, it's everywhere. So that's key to talk about where this is all going, to understand the psychology of the Democrats, Dr. Pachenik.
Basically, what you have is a party that was highly corrupt in California and dominated by very strong left-wing politicians. There was often it was called the Waxman-Berman machinery, which literally implemented a lot of the laws. Now you have a Taiwanese Chinaman named Li or Liu who's taken over. But for the most part, you have ascendancy of family members after family members. Pelosi came out of a corrupt family.
So it's aristocracy again.
Well, it's not even an aristocracy. It's the reverse. It's a deficient, defunct, highly corrupt system, which started with the Italian mobs in Baltimore.
So we call it nepotistic mental illness?
Nepotistic corruption. Yeah, this is basically nepotism. This is an incredible amount of corruption and the inability to really manage anything. None of them built a business, despite the fact that Newsom was brought in by Getty. All of them. I mean, how does this woman, this moron, worth $130 million on a salary of $240,000? How do you get another idiot like Feinstein, 87 years old, worth $80 million on her salary? So what you're seeing is the corruption of the Senate, of Congress, and often the presidency. The irony with Trump is he doesn't need to be corrupted. He knows exactly what it takes to build a casino in New Jersey.
No, sure. He wants to overthrow the whole corrupt system, be the turnaround guy for America, which makes him the new George Washington.
Now you got it. He's the 21st century president who came in without the same portfolio everybody else did.
Well, Washington came in pissed that he was never even allowed in because he didn't have the insider portfolio. It's the same story again.
Correct. But Washington, remember, had killed a British officer, and he was technically considered a terrorist by the British. Now, Trump is not a terrorist, but he came in as somebody, quote, who the system did not like. So in that way, they're very similar. The truth of the matter is Trump knows every mafia guy from here to California, all over the world. He knows exactly how to make a deal with President Xi or Putin. We've never had presidents like that. He understands the personality because on a gut level, he says, I like that guy. When he says, I like him, there's a lot of meaning to it. Now, what I'm amazed—
Explain what that means. That just means he understands how to deal with him.
Correct. And that means on a one-to-one relationship, which is really what this republic is about, that the key person representing us is the one who understands the best that we're not going to go to wars anymore, as he's shown in Afghanistan. And thank you, Zalmay Khalilzad, for finally culminating the war.
Well, isn't that a positive thing that Trump's the peace president getting no credit?
Well, he's getting no credit because you've got idiots like Cheney, who was the daughter of a chicken hawk who never went to prison for the lies and crimes he committed. We don't have accountability. If we had accountability, you would have half your presidents, the Clintons, you would have—
They'd all be in prison. We'd be carrying Trump on our shoulders.
Correct, but you'd have the rest of them in prison. So we don't have that accountability. Without that accountability, Trump has to work harder to say, look, I'm different from these guys. I may use some of the same people, but you're going to watch what I'm going to do. The economy tanked. It wasn't because of Trump. The coronavirus came in and hit our supply chain.
No, exactly, but I think the left's wrong. I think if they tank the economy, it's like Hitler bombing London. I don't think people turn against Trump now. I think they get mad at Democrats.
Oh, you're absolutely right. They're going to say very simply, this is the Democratic issue because the Democrats are the one, you know, they're still wealthy. They didn't get hurt. Trump is the one who said, we're going to put in money, trillions of dollars into the economy. I'm going to cut the interest rates. And
sure, the Democrats have been cheerleading on every channel, hoping the virus hurts America. I watch panels on MSNBC, CNN with like six, seven people hoping it hurts us. It's like the most discrediting thing I've ever seen.
Well, Alex, you have more enthusiasm and staying power than I do. I have no interest whatsoever to watch them. They're the same. It's a perseveration.
No, I agree. They're a facade. They have almost no viewers, but it shows the mind of these people that they would go on TV and root against their own country. It's just like...
Well, but you got to understand something. They've never served our country. They have no idea what service to the country is. They have no idea what it means to get outside of Washington or L.A. or Hollywood. So what do you have? You have the disintegration of Hollywood that came in and that's gone. You've got the rise of new streaming services. You have the end of many of the left-wing, you know, units that brought them into power, the political system.
No, I agree. So they're the dinosaurs. They haven't figured out they're dead yet.
Correct.
So what do you expect to happen next then?
What I expect to happen next is they're going to be a landslide victory for Trump. He's going to come back in, and then he's going to fire a lot of the people in the government. What you're seeing now with the coronavirus and the fact that they're being, you know, isolated means we don't need these people in the government. Most of them are part-time, and most of them don't even work when they're there. So that's the beginning of the end of the large federal government. The second part is we're going to pull all our troops back from where they belong. And thirdly, we're probably going to increase the funding to space warfare, not just to NASA, but to the space warfare.
Exactly. Like this Marine Corps had once more amphibious assault units from like 50, 70 years ago. Don't we just want more space weapons?
That's correct. And we don't want any more kinetic action. In other words, we don't need tanks. We don't need any bazookas. We need
Star Destroyers.
We don't need destroyers. I don't even need submarines.
Star destroyers. I'm saying we need weapons platforms in space. And then it's game over.
That's correct. But we need a capability we still don't have, and that is cyber communication, cyber command. I need young people, men and women, who don't have to go to college, who are able to handle the hacks that are coming in. There's one corporation, a private one, that gets 100 million hacks a day. That's what we're talking about in the new world. It's binary.
I agree. So what's more important, physically dominating space or cyber? I think cyber is even more important than space, but I guess...
It's both, but cyber right now is the key element. Then we go into space because satellites have been shooting at each other for quite a while, but we must get into space very quickly, and we must take the spaceship units out of the Department of Defense and make it solely on its own as an entity of its own because the Air Force is too far behind. They're not really able to...
Well, I know a lot of that's classified, but I've talked to people that were involved in this. We already had a bunch of... robot ships in the 70s up there with the DeSabo, DU rounds, the decapitation weapons, as you know. I mean, now it's like super advanced, and Obama tried to cut it back, and so did others. But, I mean, clearly we're way ahead in space.
All right. We're way ahead in space. But now what's going to happen with the coronavirus, we're going to look at our supply manufacturing chain, and we're going to look at where the weaknesses were, and they're massive. Where are the airlines coming in? What is their part? Where's the post office?
Stop right there. We got to do five more minutes. Let's come back and talk about learning how to be self-sufficient. And how, like Pat Buchanan said, don't make this about globalism being the answer. Make it about how globalism was the problem. And I think President Trump should do that. And then we've got Milo Yiannopoulos coming in. Dr. Steve Buchanan, stevebuchanan.com is our guest. The thought-provoking. And I said I want him to talk about the senile dementia of the main presidential frontrunner for the Democrats. We'll do that briefly. As well, please don't forget, we're being demonized all over the news. I've been selling Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle with patented nano silver for 3+ years. We've been selling it that whole time because they have FDA studies showing this knocks out viruses, bacteria, you name it. Doesn't mean it'll stop you from getting something. It just means when it comes in contact with it, where it lands in your mouth and stuff, it knocks it out. And they're so mad we talk about this. What they don't know is we were first selling this. Now Walmart just ordered millions of bottles of it. Not from us, but from the people we supply it from. So InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock. It's 20% off. We also have this great Living Defense. It flushes out everything. Goes after unwanted visitors. This was a bestseller. It's been sold out for only 5 months. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Jenny's laughing at my jokes here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I always promote DNA Force Plus.